This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Welcome to episode 224 of the Bobbycast. This is a special music edition. No guest, unless you're the guest. Eddie.
Can I be the guest?
Well, you can be, I guess, but when you walked up here a second ago, because we're at my house, Eddie goes, what are we talking about? I prefer to bring you into these without you knowing what we're going to talk about, unless I'm like, hey, research this and come in with your own thoughts.
Yeah.
But this isn't really something I'd want you to research.
Okay.
So we'll do some stuff. We'll do new music out this week. We'll do music news. And then, inspired by an article that I found at Opry.com, dramatic twists in country songs, plus a couple others we found.
Okay.
Like you don't expect a song to go this way, and then at the end it does.
Interesting.
So, is it though?
Yeah.
Where does your mind go with that right off the bat? Because we'll get to it in a minute.
Thunder Rolls.
Not one of ours here, but why Thunder Rolls?
Just because it starts off just like 3:30 in the morning. It's like, ooh, it's like some cool, scary story. And then it's just like about a wife waiting for her husband to come home, and he's not because he's cheating, and then... Ta-da.
That would have definitely fit.
Okay.
We do have a Garth song on here.
Okay.
Garth's got a couple of those. So we'll get to that coming up in a minute. New music out first this week. Kelsea Ballerini's got a new song called L.A. Here's this song. Confetti's falling, friends are calling, saw me on the TV. But if I let down my hair in the ocean air, will Tennessee be mad at me? Yeah, I know it ain't a one-way road, but sometimes it feels that way. Anything you'd like to say about that?
Interesting. So is this kind of like the her saying musically, like she goes to LA to kind of search this pop world?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have no idea.
Sounds like it.
First time I've ever heard any of the song is right now.
Yeah.
On this one. I know it's been out for a while. And Kelsey and I are friends, but I never heard that song. I guess it's been out for Friday, Saturday. Today, Sunday, we record this. I never heard it.
I mean, the whole, like, Tennessee, will Tennessee be mad at me? That's kind of what I feel.
Maybe it's people, again, we're just.
I'm just a listener right now.
We've heard one lyric, and now we're guessing.
Right.
Maybe it's people upset at her for thinking that she's trying to cross over and go chase pop when she hasn't quite accomplished country yet.
Ooh. Yeah, well, possibly.
I just heard it for the first time.
I know. But those lines are powerful.
Okay. Are you a lyric person?
No.
Or a melody person?
No, that whole line of her, will Tennessee be mad at me, is the only reason I started like, well, listen to these lyrics. Like, what's she saying? At first, I'm like, no. That's kind of where my mind goes first.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, whoa, what did she say?
Let's play that again. Let's break it down. Let's do okay. game film here. Mike, play that again. Confetti's falling, friends are calling, saw me on the TV. But if I let down my hair in the ocean air, will Tennessee be mad at me? That's exactly what it is.
Thank you.
No, what I just said. Oh. No, what you said. I didn't know that, but that's what it is. She's like, I'm on TV or doing something, but people in the country world are going to be pissed because I'm being too pop.
Right. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We can get her on and talk about this soon.
That's kind of what I got from it, too. I mean, it's interesting. Like, she definitely writes what she's feeling. And that's crazy. That's what her thoughts are right now.
Also, if you go back to the infancy of this podcast, we did one with her when it was really... Like, she's really vulnerable in it, right?
Yeah.
Have we ever put that one back to the top?
I haven't.
Well, if you haven't heard it, you should go back and hear it. Unless when we'll get her on for another new one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just recommend everybody go check out one of the really early Bobby casts with Kelsey Ballerini from the other house before we moved. We're talking into Campbell soup cans. That's how old it was. Here is the second new song out this week, Hot Country Nights, which is Dierks Bentley's parody band. And Travis Tritt, this is called Pick Her Up.
Pick her up in a pickup truck. Take her out to a honky-tonk. Turn an high school long lick up. Dance around to an old jukebox. If you really want to rock the world, love a pretty little country girl. Just remember when you pick her up. Pick her up in a pickup truck.
Ain't that right, Travis?
Yeah, but she ain't got no use for a BMW.
I mean, the fact that Travis Tritt's on, it's cool, but to me, it just sounds like a good Dierks Bentley song.
It does. It sounds just like Dierks.
Like, and because it is Dierks, but when you don't see them, it just sounds like a Dierks Bentley song.
Yeah. So what's he doing with this?
I think he's bored.
Is he? He's wanting something new?
I think, I'm not going to speak for him, but I am friends with him. I think he is... not super inspired by what's happening right now in country music, and I don't think he has anything that he feels like he has to write. And so he's going, you know, I still want to make music and have fun. I have a little time to do it. Let's have some fun. Because I just think...
Was this the band that he would open up his shows with, or was this the band that he would just kind of show up at random places? And
both, same band.
Okay.
I've played with them before.
Yeah, well, Hot Country Nights.
Yeah.
It's an after party, right?
Yeah.
I remember this.
At iHeart Country like 2 years ago.
In Austin.
I went up and did Meet in the Middle with them, and then I did another song with them.
Because that's what they would do. They'd sing a bunch of covers. 90, right?
And they still do. 90s covers. Yeah. I think he just was like, I want to have some fun, and I'm not super inspired to do anything right now. So let me just do this.
All right.
I'm putting words in his mouth.
Yeah.
Cassie Ashton. The song's called Hopeless.
Maybe I should hopeless. Then maybe I could careless. Maybe I could call you just an excuse for all the stupid shit I do. Maybe I should be less.
That's pretty cool. It's called Hopeless, but it's Maybe I Should Hope Less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that.
I was like that.
She's so good.
She's so good. I know, she just, she's not there yet in people's eyes. She hasn't, like, bust through yet because she hasn't had a big mainstream radio song that's had success.
Yeah.
But as soon as she has that one song that has massive success, people are going to find that because it's going to be delivered to them on a large consumption scale, and they're going to start to see the other stuff that she's done and just fall in love with her as an artist.
Yeah.
I love her.
This is a great song, too. It's got a good sound to it.
You like that kind of dirty, like, electric?
Yeah, I like that slide going on right now.
Here is Haley Witters. The song's called Janice at the Hotel Bar.
Keep your chin up. Ain't nothing wrong with making a good wife. Go on and make a good living, girl. Don't forget to make a good life.
Somebody that manages her has my cell phone number. I don't know who it is, and I might know them. But I keep getting texts going, hey, what's up with the, have you heard the new Haley Witters? And I don't know who it is.
Do you respond?
I think I have before. Let me look at my messages. Because she's actually really good. I don't know that she has a big deal yet.
Yeah, I've never heard of her.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so I don't know who it is because there's no, it's just a number here.
Look at you, you did write back.
One time. He goes... Oh, I know who it is.
Oh. It just clicked.
Yeah.
Is it someone that manages someone else that
yes.
you know?
And that's what I scrolled to.
Mm.
I got into a, we'll call it a beef.
Okay.
With a band before. Says, hey, great hanging. I appreciate your open-mindedness about blank. Let's stay in touch. And I said, thanks, man. You too. He's actually pretty nice.
That's the old text.
Yeah,
before.
This is from 2017. This old text.
Oh, wow. Okay.
First time I've scrolled all the way up. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't do this to begin with.
It's awesome that your phone kept that text for reference.
I ended up on an airplane with this guy.
Oh.
I was flying here to California, and somebody super cool was like, hey, just get on my plane. You can go out with us. And so there were like five or six of us on this plane, and he was one of them. And so he was like, hey, this is my friend. And he's also the manager for Booba. And I was like, oh, I kind of been fighting with those bandmates.
You knew right away.
Yeah, but then it was totally cool. I actually really got along with him, thought he was great. Then I started to get messages here, May 4th, 2018. But I didn't know who it was, right? I didn't scroll up. Congrats on our personality of the year. Really liked our talk on the plane. Hope we can build on that. Didn't reply. Bobby, Cappy and I are managing Haley Witters. Wondering if she's on your radar at all. If not, love to share the record with you. I said, she isn't. I was honest.
Mm-hmm.
She isn't. I'm sure I'll run into her. I don't really listen to people's music officially, especially if it's not out yet. A bad spot for me.
That's true.
He's understood. Well, if you find the time. And then he sent it again. Hey, Bobby, just checking in with you, Haley. Things have really picked up. She's got an album, 228.
And then you said, I said.
I didn't. I haven't replied in a long time.
Reply with a GIF.
Right. Hold on. Hold on.
It's a WTF GIF.
About Haley now on my podcast. Let's see. My podcast. All is well. Boom. Guess
nice.
Guess he just replied.
You did.
Guess he's a good guy now.
You.
Me. Well,
that's
man.
Right.
Yep. Why is it called Janice Hotel Bar?
That's what it's about.
Her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Janice Hotel Bar. I gotta tell you, I don't listen to as much new music as I used to.
Why? You just not discovering?
My goals are different.
Mm.
I used to go, because for a while, for I would say 4 years, and I'm not anymore, so I'm going to say this. I used to be the leader at breaking artists, and I just invested so much time into that. I was like, let me find really great people that aren't getting a shot. Now, I'm just trying to build my career outside of, I do the radio show best I can. I do the TV show. I've been writing. And when I have time, I do that. And when I write, where I used to listen to a lot of music, like last night I get on Alexa and I go, Alexa, and I was going to play new, you know, whatever. And I was like, Alexa, just play 90s acoustic.
Yes.
As I'm writing, I'm just listening. The time that I have, and I used to invest in that because I have radio time.
Yeah.
I have TV time. I'm writing. And then I'm kind of done.
Is 90s your comfortable go-to?
Because I don't have to think about it.
Mine too. Yeah.
It's like, when I go to sleep, I have to watch episodes of shows I've already seen, which right now is The Office, but has been King of Queens, has been in my life, Golden Girls, Married with Children, Roseanne. I need to have seen every episode, so I'm not curious about
it. How would you find new music, though, when you did? Did you?
YouTube a lot, because anybody can post stuff on YouTube, and if you watch something, it gives you like five other spots over there on the side. And I just got a text back.
Did he respond?
Yeah. Let's see what he said.
You guys are friends now.
I hope you're saying good things. Life's good when you're running for president.
Oh, question?
I got to get back to my BFF.
Answer that one.
I forgot your question. My best friend texted me, so I was...
Yeah, I asked you how you found new music.
A couple ways. One,
YouTube.
Two, Apple Music. Three, Spotify. Four, friends.
So when you do like Spotify and Apple, is that just kind of playlists of... The whatever playlist they put together for new stuff?
Mostly if you find one new artist that has a certain kind of tone or sensibility, they'll give you seven other ones. Apple's really good about it. Spotify's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
For me, everyone uses these services differently. Apple Music's a little better for me in finding new music, but they both really have their strengths.
Yeah. It's weird, too, when you find a song that you really like and then you check the band out and it's like nothing else sounds like that song. You're like, man.
Or... you find a song you really like and you see seven people you don't recognize and you click a couple and you like them.
Yeah,
that is cool. And they're kind of in the same vein. You're like, oh, wow. Because that's happened to me a lot in country music. And then some of them end up, you know, being big stars. Okay, Haley. There's Haley Witters. Chase Rice dropped a surprise album called The Album Part 1. You're shaking your head.
I've heard that he released one.
Oh, did you listen to it?
Nope.
Yeah, me either. All right, here we go. Here is Messy from Chase Rice.
I'm gonna love you the best that I can, even when you can't stand me, even when you can't even stand yourself. I'm telling you I ain't going nowhere, I swear.
I like it. He just put out an album and didn't have 9 months of build up.
Oh, yeah.
Or new album coming out.
But it's funny how you called it surprise. Like, you know, because it was kind of, no one saw that coming.
I was listening to a playlist, I believe, on Spotify, and this song comes on, and it's basically like song porn. And he's like, I grabbed you and I put it in your butt. And then I was like, what?
Chase Rice song?
Yeah, it was a Chase Rice song. Mike, look at his songs.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
And I might be a little.
It's not that graphic.
I don't think it is. But in my mind, I was like, what is happening?
Now I'm looking forward to put it in my butt.
Yeah. I was like,
let's see.
Is it a new one?
I put your toes in my mouth. No, it's got to be an old one. So like one of his most strange ones. And then I took a 2x4.
Gonna want it tonight?
Give me another one. Try that. Try gonna want it tonight.
I mean, that sounds like it would be.
Let's see. Hold on.
No.
No, we know that.
No,
one.
That's a hit.
What's your name?
No, keep going. Read.
What's your name? No.
Carolina Can.
Mm-mm.
Those are the top ones. That's the new one.
Read me.
Lonely if you are in the car.
You're not helping me here. Mostly because I don't know what I'm talking about. All right.
There's one called In the Butt.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
That can't be it. Keep going.
That's the one we just played, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's messy. What is this? This is Lonely If You Are. This is the one we just played? If it's Friday, you know I'll be kicking back with the boys. Yeah, whatever. Maybe I was on his dirty channel.
Release that one at midnight.
And only. People only. Can only play it between midnight and 4 a.m. Because you know. Mitchell Tenpenny has a song called Can't Go to Church. I'll still do my praying, but I'll do it somewhere else. Ain't it crazy how an angel can drag a man through hell? Oh, I know Sunday morning she'll come walking through that door. So, Lord, forgive me. I can't go to church anymore. And then Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
I've heard the song they released.
Dance of the Clairvoyant.
Yeah.
And?
I heard it and I was just like, what is this crap?
I hate when my favorite artists do that because I get that too.
Bones, I have never thought that when Pearl Jam released a new song. And it's my favorite band of all time. And I heard it. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're losing it.
Good for you though. That's growth and being able to not just blindly follow someone.
Musically, it sounds cool. When Eddie starts singing, he's like,
he always sounds like
different.
It sounds like this would be a song in a movie.
In the 80s?
As someone is saving the princess or something.
Okay.
Like he's fighting people to get through. The princess is up there. Watch out.
He's got a shield and a sword.
Yeah.
I'm in the prison.
Yeah. And then it.
I don't know. I think I've listened to it like 3 or 4 times now. And it's starting to sound better because I do love Pearl Jam so much. And I do love his voice. I love everything they do, but at first listen was rough. I'm like, ooh, this is bad.
I've had that happen to me with some Ben Folds stuff. When he gets real experimental, I'm like, gosh, I wish it was better. Yeah, that's tough, though, when your favorite people put out sucky cuts.
I know.
I saw a picture of them all together recently. It looks like a bunch of old dudes.
Yeah, they're pretty old.
There's also one guy with long hair.
Yeah, he's newer.
Like, he's old, though. He's like 75.
So he's that's interesting. He's Hawaiian. And
his gray hair.
And Eddie Vedder would go to Hawaii and surf or whatever, and he started surfing with this guy, and they became friends, and he plays keys, and so Eddie and him would jam out. He'd be like, "Hey, you're pretty good, man." He's like, "Yeah, you should come tour with my band. Like, come." He's like, "Oh, okay, I'll show up." And he showed up thinking they were just going to go play a couple of club shows, and they were huge arenas. And
did he not know he was in Pearl Jam?
He had no idea who Pearl Jam was. No clue.
Come on.
No clue.
And the guy just shows up and he's like, wow.
Yeah. And so he was kind of like a special guest for a while, but now he's officially part of the band. His name's Boom.
That's not true.
It's a dead serious. That's the story they told.
He knocks on the door. Hey, I know I'm not supposed to be in the arena here. I'm looking for a little club. Do you know where I'm supposed to go? Stop it. Haley Williams, Simmer. This is from Paramore. Haley Williams. Simmer, 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 simmer down. There's so many ways to give in. Eyes closed. Another way to make it continue. It sounds like from the same movie that Pearl Jam song is from.
Yeah, it's a soundtrack. You know her. You've met her.
I met her. I don't know her. She lives here.
Yeah.
Listen, some of the time. She's from here, in Franklin, Tennessee. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, I've met her. That's new music out this week. Which one do you give the Grammy to?
And Pearl Jam.
Of course you do.
You?
Probably Cassidy
Case
Ashton.
Rice? Oh. Maybe God. I should
right, Cassidy
didn't
Ashton.
Go that hard.
What?
God, no.
Well, no, it's just not my kind of music.
I get it.
I like him fine. It's just not my kind of music. And that Pearl Jam, I would say the same thing. God, no.
But you didn't.
I know, but you didn't ask.
Because you're like, well, that's possible. It could happen.
It definitely wasn't going to be that. I can promise you. In music news this week, CMT pledges 50-50 video airplay for female artists. Your thoughts?
Good. I mean, are there 50 half videos of female artists out there?
Well, so it's two things, right? I don't think this is good. Here's why. A couple of reasons. One, if you really think the music is better, you should do 60-40 females. You should do... Like, the thing, I'm just never a fan of going, we're just going to do equal for everybody, because that's like a participation ribbon.
Right.
I don't like 50-50. I think if you think there's 70% great female videos and 30% male, then you play the 70% female. I'm never a fan, doesn't matter what it is, of going, let's just, in art, everything's equal. Because in art, nothing's equal. So I think it actually is not the best move. Listen, at times you have to do... Because I've done it too. You have to do
a drastic change.
Bold sometimes things that are you're doing it just so people will look at you to make a difference. But I am not a fan of it because if you really believe there's more than half, then play more than half. I don't think you should cap it at 50. By you going 50-50, that means you're capping it at 50.
Yeah, because that's what this is, a pledge.
Yeah,
we're gonna tell you what we're doing because it's a bold move.
And I like. The obnoxiousness of it, because again, I can appreciate that part of it, but by you going, well, we're going to do 50-50, that means that you're just going to do up to 50. What if it's 90? What if all the videos are better than all the dudes and play all of them?
Right.
It's a tough place for them to be in. I like what they did. I am not a fan of 50-50 video airplay because it makes you go, well, we're going to give the female something that, and again, and nobody put their neck on the line more for female artists than I have. But good for them for trying something. They probably think the same thing that I'm saying right now. They're probably just going, we can make headlines. Mm-hmm. And right now, we just have to make headlines. So they also don't live off of playing music videos, too.
They're good programming.
Most of the content is on. So it's not like they're taking their whole channel.
Right.
The hard thing about making people switch it up at radio is you have a bunch of people in radio. I don't consider myself as part of this because I don't program anything. I don't program music. The one thing that I do program with music is a one-hour national show I do that airs in about 150 cities, and it's all females. So in my contract, I was able to say, I want an hour of whatever I want. And they said, okay, what do you want? So I do an all-female show. So what was I going with this?
You don't program.
I don't forget where I was going. I'm sure it was good, though.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but... The way it works.
I was onto something good here, though.
Well, maybe this will remind you. But the way it works, though, don't.
I got it. Hold on. I got my point of view. People in radio don't care of people screaming at them. They don't care about people on Twitter going play more. What they care about is keeping their job. Because anyone in any medium that, again, has to deal with art, those jobs are so hard to get and keep. And you're not going to go and be one radio station that risks something. And then when it doesn't work, they cut you. You'll never get another job. Sure. Not because of the female thing, but because it's so hard to get jobs. So if I'm a program director in Pittsburgh, why am I going to risk a playlist that people tell me has been researched? Because if it works, you're credited and the research gives it to you. If it doesn't work and you played what they said, you can go, the research told me to do this. I can't be in trouble. So... It's going to be hard to get radio. And it's not even a radio thing. What record labels have done is they've skirted. It's so much more deeper in the culture.
Okay.
We're probably serviced, we as in radio, 13 males to one female.
Boom. That's provided from the record label.
Yes, because that's how radio stations play music. Now, I have been a music director since I was like 25 years old. But radio stations are brought this music by the different record labels and said, hey, we would encourage you to play this song because this is the song we're trying to make go number one.
Correct.
With this song, I want to see move up the chart. It's probably 13 males to one female. And so our radio stations are supposed to take and make one female times 13. So it isn't fair. But even from the labels, you got to go to the A&R. Why aren't they finding more females?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't there more females? That being said, I like what CMT is doing for the headline. I don't like 50-50. It seems like socialism inside of art.
But all in all, don't we do what the consumer wants?
Mm-hmm. And here's why you don't on radio just shove females on a playlist.
Boom. Tell them.
Because as soon as you do, and it's untested and unproven, and someone doesn't like it, and then someone that's doing research can go, we told you.
Right.
We just put some new females on, and people don't like it. They've changed the channel. We have absolute data because we can see when people change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter if it's unproven, a male, a female, or a band. People don't like unproven things. And if you put on a bunch of unproven females at once or a bunch of unproven males at once,
mm-hmm.
people will change the channel. There's only like three artists that you can put on that you don't know the song, but people are so familiar with the tone of their voice, they'll keep it on. And that's Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, somebody else, looking at research. I don't remember the other one right now. But if you put on a dude.
Chesney, probably.
Maybe. That's not somebody like that. If you put on a dude that people don't know, and they don't know a song, they're going to change it too.
Right.
So, but what's unfair is if you put on, you take three songs by female artists, you just shove them in the playlist. People are going to go, I don't know this, and change it. The same they will with dudes, but male, female, whomever else is doing the research can go, we told you it didn't work. So now we're going to be a step behind where we started anyway mm-hmm. and go, we told you, we tried, and now we're not trying again.
Yeah. Because you really can't shove
nope.
an artist to a listener's ear. Like you just can't. They'll tell you right away that it's just not what they want to hear. Weird,
especially in markets that set the tone, which are major PPM markets, which PPM is what radio is measured in. It's a real life, it looks like a pager, and it's like with television when you have the box up there, they know sure. exactly when you turn it off and they know why you turn it off mm-hmm. and they know which quarter hour. Radio does the same thing, so they can tell. And when people go, what about research? No, they can look right at ratings and see when people turn their dials off.
Yeah.
More so than, and in other ways, they can put people in a room and sit them around and go, tell me about this song. Or they play them on a phone. But anyway, good for them for just keeping it out there. But to everyone who's like screaming and yelling at radio, radio's like, what do you want us to do? We're just trying to keep our jobs.
Right.
No one's going to take a big risk if it involves them putting their butt on the line. So it's deeper than that. And I'm not even speaking from radio. I fight radio on this all the time. So much so that when my contract came up, I negotiated that spot there to, one, it's an hour, but it also moves females up the chart a little bit because it's such a widely played radio show. It lets me talk about it on my radio show. So then I can play more music on my show. It's just a whole thing. It's just not – very few things have I ever seen creatively change because people are screaming at it.
Yeah.
Probably like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You can scream at it for a second. It works for a second, but it probably doesn't change who they are overall.
Yeah. And as a dad, as my kid's screaming, I'm like, keep screaming. It's going to get worse.
Ooh.
Keep it up.
So in conclusion, I do like that CMT made headlines with it because it does bring the issue back up.
Yeah.
If they were basing all their ratings on musical programming, I think it'd be a bit heavier. Meaning?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're only playing music videos 20% of the day, it's not that big of a deal right. if you're only affecting 20% of your... And I don't like the 50-50. If you're asking me, is it good overall? Why would you not go... This is what I would say. What we're going to do is just play music based on what we feel is good. And every week I put out a report card. On this week, it's 60% females and 40% males. This week it's 53%. And you constantly keep it in the news cycle.
Yeah.
And you constantly go over 50%.
Oh, wow. And look what they're doing.
And it's like, yeah, we've sat in a room and realized that who knew? That's all. We just spitballed that whole scenario at CMT.
They should listen to us.
Eminem defended the violence in his new album. Have you heard any of the new Eminem album?
No, is there violence?
He put out a surprise album. Oh, is it the video?
No.
It's like
he told me about it.
Yeah, crazy. But I mean, we're still offended by Eminem.
Yeah, right. Really? Still? He's been doing it his whole career.
Like every time.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to touch the hot stove to realize it's going to burn us?
Congrats to him, though, to always just surprise us.
By the way, congrats to him on his dark beard and dark hair.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good. Mike, you like that?
I do like that.
He's not bleach blonde anymore?
No. Well, he hasn't been bleach blonde in a while, but like his whole thing now is like dark and...
All right.
It's probably his natural color. Probably dyes it a little bit. He's getting older. He did set the world record, too, for words in a song the other day.
That one song on here?
I think the song's called like Tsunami or something.
Who held the record before him?
The Micro Machine.
Busta Rhymes? Micro Machine.
I think it was him with Rav God, wasn't it?
I think somebody beat that one. Yeah, okay. And then he came back. Do you know what song that is? Can you Google that? We'll come back to it. Finally, Ozzy Osbourne announced he has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, wow.
Which.
Oh, it was the song I was playing.
It was the song?
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy's always talked kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how long he had had it. Because doing a pressure.
Oh, you think the Ozzy that we know, Sharon.
Maybe not. I didn't know what. I don't know.
Because he's always talked like that.
Yeah.
Even when he was younger, Black Sabbath younger. Wow. I mean, that's.
Well, what they're saying is Ozzy Osbourne revealed that he has Parkinson's. Sharon says, quote, it's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination. He's going to get back out there. I guess my only question is how long has he had it? Not our business.
Right.
I'm not super educated on Parkinson's. Like, I haven't been close to anyone with it.
No.
I only see the people that will put on TV.
Michael J. Fox. Yeah, I don't know much about it other than just shaking.
And he kind of had that kind of
demeanor.
Demeanor, anyway.
Right. Exactly right.
Grammys are tonight. By the time you hear this, the Grammys will be over.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to all the winners.
All the winners. They all deserve it. Every single one.
Mike, did you find it?
Yeah, so it's this song. He has 224 words with 330 syllables in about the last 30 seconds of the song.
Can you hit me with some of it?
Yep.
But I did him in a fit of rage, a murderer to get nobody will evade him, finna kill him and dump the fucking bodies in a lake, obliterating everything is incinerator, renegade him, hit him, make anybody who want it with a pen and frame, don't nobody want it, but they're gonna get it anyway. I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill, until a killer be killed, I'm a killer, be the vanilla gorilla, you're bringing a killer within me, out of me, you don't want to be the enemy or the demon who enemy, I'll be a receiving enemy, what stupidity it'd be, every bit of me's the epitome of a spitter when I'm in the vicinity, motherfucker, you better duck or you finna be dead the minute you run into me, 100% of you is a fifth of a percent of me, I'm about to fucking finish you, bitch, I'm available, you want to battle, I'm available, I'm blowing up like an inflatable, I'm undebatable, I'm unavoidable, I'm unevadable, I'm on the toilet bowl, I got a trailer full of money, and I'm painful, I'm not afraid to pull them. Man, stop.
That's crazy. And I would assume they have this recorded on video.
When he did it?
They have to,
right?
To
have the world record?
Yeah, because so that it's not sped
not
up, so it's not edited. So.
And does he do this live?
What do you mean?
Because does he go out and tour and do this live?
Oh, I don't know. Does he do Rap God Live?
He does Rap God Live, yeah.
I mean, that's so impressive to me. I mean, that's just training your mind to learn every single word of that, which I can't even remember. Friends in Low Places sometimes.
True,
I have to
stare at you on stage. I have to stare at him. I've found this article on Opry.com about country songs with endings we didn't see coming, and I've added some other ones as well. Carrie Underwood, Two Black. Oh, this is, by the way, the second part of the show. But before we get into it, let's take a quick break.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, we're back. These are all twists in songs. So, Carrie Underwood, Two Black Cadillacs. You know the song right here?
It turns out he'd been lying to both of them for oh so long. They decided then.
So, the twist is, as it's all sad, and you're like, da-na-na-na, it turns out they conspired against him and murdered him.
Oh, right.
Now that you've heard it a bunch of times, it just, you know, but at the first it's just a funeral song. Where he's dead.
That's right.
And then at the end it's like, but we killed him.
Ah. Yeah, I didn't really realize that.
Come on, yeah. Now, I bet the first time you did.
When I first heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but it's a cool breakdown.
Papa Love Mama.
Okay.
You know the song.
Yes, of course.
If you just read the title, Papa Love Mama, it's like, oh, man, two parents.
They loved each other.
They loved each other.
Right.
But, and this is early Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And
Rope in the Wind.
Just continues to fly into Daddy's a truck driver. He loved Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mama got lonely, had an affair. Daddy came home with flowers, bottle of wine, and they're at the hotel. And
he never hit the brakes.
Just drove right on.
When he was shifting gears. Mm-hmm. Just plowed,
and that's
plowed
the
house.
That's the whole twist, you know, at the beginning of it. It's like a love, and then by the end, he drives.
Wow, yeah, good one. Yeah, I mean, songwriters do love twists in their songs, though. Papa's in the pen.
One of my favorite songs, just because my grandmother played it all the time, is A Boy Named Sue from Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a live recording of this, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. He never recorded that in the studio.
So, what do you think about this?
Yeah, it's a good one.
The twist?
Yeah, the twist is great. I mean, the whole buildup of the song to him going to see his dad is great.
By the way, Shel Silverstein wrote this.
Correct.
So, but what do you think the twist is here?
Well, the twist is that they ended up liking each other at the end. It's like he understood why his dad named him Sue.
Right. So the twist is, I think that's mostly right. You know the song, obviously. Yeah. The twist is the dad named him that because he knew he had to go. And
be tough.
And since he couldn't train him to be tough, he was going to have the world do it. So he named him Sue.
That's right. But he was filled with so much anger because his dad named him Sue. And like, there he is. That's S.O.B.
Can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile.
Because the whole time Sue's pissed.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't find out to the very end. And him and his dad are fighting. And then after they fight, he's
like, whoa, this is why I did this.
I named you Sue because I had to leave. And
that's
I want to make sure you were tough.
And then they're buddies at the end, right?
Yeah, his dad bit off his ear.
That's true. And he left him.
Yeah. Sure, there's the whole thing there,
too. So I give you that name.
Tim McGraw. Don't Take the Girl.
Oh, great one.
Twist on this one.
Huge twist. It's
like when you say something and you try to find it.
The huge twist of like how he never wanted this girl to be part of his life. He didn't want her to go fishing. He didn't want her to do all this stuff. But then it's like they get older. They fall in love. And it's like, don't take the girl from me, God. She's having our baby.
The girl ends up being
the mom of his baby, and she's having trouble.
Nice.
It's great. Don't take her fishing, Dad. Come on.
This was the first song I heard in my life that I thought, wow, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. You know what? My dad, he doesn't listen to music. I mean, he listens to it recreationally. Doesn't break down any lyrics, nothing. Can really live life without music, and he's fine. But one day he came home from work, and he's like, I heard the best song on the radio. It's this one. And he played it. And he's like, Don't Take the Girl. I'm like, wow, Dad, music finally got you. And it was Tim McGraw.
And it was last week. George Jones, he stopped loving her today.
I don't know the twist on this one.
So this was his big comeback, right? George. So the whole deal with this was, it's a very romantic song, obviously, and it's a guy who still wants his ex, and she's left him a long time ago, but he stopped loving her today because he died. That's the only time he stopped loving her.
Well, I don't think I've ever really sat down and listened to this song.
Yeah.
You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would.
And when you say that this was his comeback song, what had happened in his career?
His career is going to slow down. No hits.
No hits?
Yeah.
Was it alcohol? Was it like kind of all that?
Everything. Happening? Everything. Yeah.
He's over her for good.
He's over for good because he died. That's the only time that he stopped loving her was when all of the life was sucked out of him.
Wow.
Pretty romantic.
Yeah.
It is romantic. You ever listen to the words of Three Wooden Crosses?
Yes, recently. In the last year.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great twist.
What do you think about that one?
So this is the hooker.
Yeah, it's exactly it's the farmer, the teacher.
Farmer, teacher,
the preacher, and the hooker, sex worker.
Right, okay. So this is I got to think about this. But there are these three wooden crosses that they see on the side of the road. And I think that the story, I don't remember how he tells the story or why he tells the story, but
I'm just kind of letting you jump out.
I'm trying to remember exactly why there's a twist.
Well, so the four of them are those three die except the sex worker. The preacher gives the sex worker, the prostitute, the Bible.
Oh wow!
It's the Bible. She has it, and it's covered in blood. But later, the new preacher is her son who has the Bible.
Oh wow! Okay, see, I didn't get even after I really listened to it.
The woman has passed
that
same Bible onto her son who became a preacher.
Wow. Okay.
Three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows.
Okay, got it.
Yes, it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.
So he left her the Bible. She passed the Bible to her son. Her son ended up being a preacher because of the Bible.
I don't remember listening to this song like when I was younger. I didn't know. It was really like a year ago. Somebody brought it up, and I was like, "Oh, let me." Or maybe I met a songwriter who wrote that song.
Well, yeah, we worked on it at Black River.
Who?
Oh,
that's it. That's it.
Eminem, Stan. This is not a country song. Remember this one?
Yes. Big twist.
What's the big twist? I like how you commit to it and then you try to figure it out. Of course, the biggest twist. Now let me think about that.
Stan kills him, right?
No. Oh, God, no. Stan doesn't kill Eminem.
He doesn't?
So Stan is a dude, which, by the way, when someone
super
says...
Super fan.
When someone says, I stan someone, that's from this song. So when someone goes, dang, I stan Channing Tatum, that's from this song.
Stan kill himself?
Yes. But the twist isn't just that. It's that Eminem was finally getting back to writing back. It took him a while to get back to him, but he'd already killed himself because Eminem wouldn't respond.
I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally, just to diss you.
But what's the shit you said about me? I'm writing back. I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how can you bitch? You got some issues, Stan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. But maybe you just need to treat her better. Hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine. Eminem, rap faster like you did in the other song.
Yeah, come on.
Why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick.
Some
dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend.
Oh,
pregnant with his kid, and in the car they found a safe, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you.
Ah.
Damn.
There's your twist.
Is this true?
I don't think so.
No.
All right. How crazy, how cool would that have been? Like, wow, this is real.
That wouldn't have been.
Okay.
Do you know what the name, hey Mike, play this song by Rupert Holmes. Eddie, do you know what the name of this song is? Here you go. Like pina coladas.
Rupert Holmes who sings this song?
You've heard this before, right?
And the feel of the ocean. I mean, if you like pina coladas.
It's called Escape.
Oh, really?
And by the way, I don't even know who Rupert Holmes is.
Yeah, I don't either.
And so this is number one film called Escape. And so everyone kept going, the pina colada song, they had to add it in parentheses.
Yeah, Escape.
So this whole song is about him, basically, if you were doing swipes today on Tinder or Bumble, mm-hmm. but he was doing personal ads.
All right.
And he's like, this is all the stuff that I like. Pina coladas. If you like pina colada, taking walks in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, you know the whole thing.
Yes,
right?
That's his classified ad.
Right. And so, and then, but someone responds. And then he goes to meet her, and then it was his girl. It was his girl he already had.
Oh, that's a twist.
Yeah. So I waited with high hopes. There you go. And she walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady.
Come on.
And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas.
Come on. Getting caught in the ring.
Both of them would have been pissed if they showed up.
My, yes, for
he's
sure.
He's trying to find somebody new.
Really?
She's cheating.
Really?
Oh, it's you.
You put a classified ad?
But you answered it.
Dang, you're right. That's why they laughed. That's why they laughed.
Like, we're both bad people.
that's a messed up song. That's funny, though. I didn't know that.
How about this one? Remember, L-O-L-A, Lola.
Yeah. Who sings this one?
The Kinks. Now, this is a real story. I guess their manager had liked this girl and was trying to get with this girl and was like, damn, you're pretty masculine for a girl. And Lola wasn't a girl.
Oh, she's a guy.
Meets her at a bar, romantic encounter. And then here, it's like, I'm not the most masculine guy, but I'm... So is Lola. Yeah. Hello, la, 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 la. Yeah.
That would be a twist. Funny.
There you go. All right, that's it. Pretty fun, huh?
It's good stuff. I like that. I'm going to go back and listen to Pina Colada again. Or like Escape.
Yeah, Escape. Parentheses, the Pina Colada song.
Yeah.
All right, well, check out Eddie on the Sore Losers podcast.
Yeah. Me, Ray, Lunchbox.
Always growing. Check it out. Just search for Sore Losers. I saw the surfing thing you guys did.
We did. We surfed for charity.
But did you? I don't think you made it. They said 30 seconds and you get $500 to charity.
Correct. And then at the end of it, they're like, we're just kidding. We'll give the money anyway.
How far did you make it?
Probably 15 seconds was my practice run. And then my actual surf was like 5 seconds.
Oh, when the pressure was on you?
Mm-hmm. It's different. So I kind of grew up surfing a little bit, like in high school and a little bit in college. But this is different. The water comes at you versus you riding a wave. So, and I'm 40 years old. All that combined made me not be able to do it very well. And I'm kind of hurting today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who surfed longer, you, Scuba Steve, Lunchbox?
Probably Scuba Steve.
Does he exercise?
He's pretty in shape.
Is
you
he?
Can tell a lot, huh, when someone takes their shirt off?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty in shape.
It wasn't close to him. But is he pretty hairy on his chest?
He's
though?
Very hairy.
No hair on his head, but a lot on his chest.
Yes, yeah. Bald head and a lot of chest hair.
I've seen the thing where guys that can't grow hair on their head like to grow it everywhere else. They're like beards. It's kind of a thing. Like to prove I'm not totally. But he looked like he was in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he's pretty good shape. I mean, you know, he's a dad, so we as far as dad bods go, I'd say we're both pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Would you? I didn't see his clothes. Would you compare your bod with Scuba Steve?
Yeah, compatible. Yeah. Oh, I'm a little softer, probably.
So you
can tell he
comparable.
Was sure comparable.
You're not compatible. You mean comparable?
That's what I meant.
Okay, go ahead.
But you can tell he was bigger back in the day. Like he had more muscles. I never had a lot of muscles. You can tell that he had a pretty good shape body back. 10 years ago or something.
Are you in better shape than Lunchbox, body-wise?
Yeah. Well, he's got nothing. He's like skin and bones with hair. And not like bushy hair like Steve. It's like a hair here and there.
But skin and bones is okay if it's
no, but there's nothing. And he looks like an old man. Like he actually looks like an old man hunched back with like bones sticking out of random places.
I think you're being a little rude.
You asked and I'm telling.
I think you're hating a little bit. Okay.
But yeah, it was fun.
Check out the Sore Losers podcast with Eddie Lunchbox and Raymundo. And that's it. All right. Episode 224, right, Mike?
Yep.
All right, this is this. I think, who's our next episode with?
Paul DiGiovanni.
Do you know about him?
No.
Well, he was in the band. What was it?
Boys Like Girls.
Is it Boys Like Girls?
Yeah.
There are two of those bands that are always confusing to me. One's Boys Like Girls, and the other one, are Boys Like Girls back together?
No.
Which one? Which band's back together?
Hot Shell Ray.
That's the other one, because they both have roots here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those two are confusing to me.
Okay.
Boys, he was in Boys Like Girls, but now he's like written big songs with Dan and Shay.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. What's he written?
The new Sam Hunt song.
Kin Folks?
No, the other one. Like released like a couple weeks ago.
I'm a Sinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sinner.
Again, I don't know it, dude.
Never heard it.
You haven't heard it? Emily Wiseman wrote that too with them.
Yeah.
What, he wrote some Dan and Shay stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like some of the big ones?
Yeah. I forgot which one was the last one he
did. Maybe by his tones, the medium ones.
When you first said his name, I thought he was that actor, Paul Giovanni.
Oh, no.
Is that his name?
No.
Paul Giovanni? Yeah, Paul Giovanni.
Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti. That's who I thought it was. Like, really? Name. You're going to have him on the... Awesome.
From Sideways.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. See you next time.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.